This is the Bod Pod, the podcast where we welcome friends and experts to talk all things body image, self-love, and confidence. This is the Bod Pod.
We talk confidence all the time, but what does it mean to be body confident? Hey, VodCon, I'm Rachel K. Grimm, your resident hype girl, confidence coach, and host of the Bod Pod. We are here at Digital Click Studios today, recording live with Elle Baez. So excited to have Elle. I had the opportunity to give Elle a mini interview at New York Fashion Week with Adore Me last season, but today we're going to really dive into all things body positive. If you don't know Elle, today you will get to know her better. Elle Baez just released her absolutely empowering single and bop, I Love My Body. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see our shirts. Elle is not just a singer and songwriter, but also the co-founder of the Curvy Artists Collective. She hosts body positive concerts. She won 2023's Entertainer of the Year at the Full Figured Industry Awards, has multiple appearances in Rolling Stones, and has just done incredible things. So today, let's dive into it with Elle.
Thank you so much for that wonderful intro.
Girl.
Love you.
I want to start off talking about body positivity. I'm sure you and I both know, as people who are online, we see all of this chatter about body confidence, body positivity, that it has missed the mark, that it's gone, right? So why now is it the perfect time for you to be releasing your song, I Love My Body, and be talking all things body positive?
Yes. So immediately my brain went to when we were younger, we were living in this world where everything was low-rise jeans and as skinny as you can be and all of these really triggering things.
Yeah.
And then I feel the body positivity movement was really picking up speed. And I feel like the last prior few years, it really was catching on and people were fully embracing their bodies and it was really beautiful. And I think throughout maybe the pandemic or coming out of that, things have gone backward.
Yes.
In this really odd way.
Yeah.
And it's almost like we worked so hard to be seen and be heard, and now it's completely reversing. And I want to make sure that we can keep that momentum going and keep the body positive movement alive.
Yeah.
Because if it dies, it's going to be so much harder to bring it back because
100%.
It was hard for it to happen.
I love what you said about how it had this momentum and has been going. It's like it reached the peak and now is going down the other side of the hill. Mm-hmm. And we talk all the time at the BodCon about how our bodies are not a trend. And that rise and fall then makes it feel like body confidence is simply a trend when it's not. It's truly a lifestyle.
My brain immediately went to the Kardashians and all these things where everyone wanted their butts bigger and their boobs bigger. And now everybody wants to be a stick.
Yes.
And I don't understand why we have to constantly try to manipulate our bodies to fit some probably male gaze that people want us to look like.
Yes.
And that's why I make that music. I do.
So I have a line I want you to sing for me.
Okay.
Or sing for us. I love all my stretchy lines, every scar that I've earned, all my dimples, cellulite.
Oh, this is one of my favorite lines ever too. So I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
I love all my stretchy lines, every scar that I've earned, all my dimples, cellulite, so divine, all my girth. When I heard your song for the first time, that song specifically, I Love My Body, I listened to it multiple times, multiple tears, chills. Even you singing here right now in person, absolute chills in my body. So I'm sure other people listening just had that same reaction. And I thought like this was such a powerful line because we've all experienced that, right? Stretch marks, roles, things about our bodies that we look in the mirror and we don't love. And you also talk in your song about at times depriving your body of the love that it deserves. So I want to talk about how you went from depriving your body to loving those lines, loving those curves, loving those marks, and giving some tips on how other people could take themselves from that deprivation to absolute self-love.
Yes. I do want to trigger warning EDs.
Yes.
I had a very bad one, which is what this song in a way is also about.
Yeah.
It is a recovery song for
yeah.
me. And I wanted to write a love letter to my body that also was an apology.
Yeah.
Because of how
horrible I've treated it for so many years.
Yeah.
And it was because other people told me I had to, especially to follow my dreams and be able to do what I love, which is to sing and be on stage.
Yeah.
And I think when I was trying to make myself smaller and change myself and deprive my body of nutrients, and I was deep in my ED, I was doing a lot more theater. I started off doing a lot of theater, and I was studying it in college as well. Mm-hmm. And I had an experience, and this is, I always say, the turning point of my career and my life.
Yes.
Yes.
Love a downfall to a level up.
Turning point. Yeah, whatever that moment is, this was the moment where my life changed. I know it is. And it's crazy because it's the most traumatic experience. But I was the thinnest I had been. I was in such a bad place. And senior year of my college career, I'm so excited to go off and audition for theater and do this. And we had a guest professor come in. She was like this huge actress. And she was old. She has passed since. But she, I was so excited to meet her. And she came in and we all sat down with our headshots. And she went through each of us. And she got to me, and I just got new headshots too. I was so excited. And she looks at me and goes, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful. You have to lose the weight, right?" In front of the whole class.
Wow.
And I was so thin. I'm never gonna be actually thin. I'm a curvy girl. So I was thin as I could possibly be in my curves. I was traumatized. I ran out of the room sobbing. I was about to graduate. And I was like, I'm still never gonna be able to be small enough to appease these people and this entire environment. And I had this realization that maybe I'm supposed to do something else. Mm-hmm. And that is when I started to do music, and I flipped and I started to write body positive music and woman empowerment music. And I've never been so happy. This is what makes me happy. And I know I had to go through all of that to do what I do now.
Something I've shared on the podcast before is my dad has always said that your message is in your mess. And I really feel like that is true for myself, and hearing your journey is so true for you, that now the message that you're sending through your music and through the work you do is, as you said, truly a love letter to that past self that was depriving herself and thought she wasn't good enough because of what other people thought. But you're literally now sending a message to women are literally around the world to not deprive themselves and not be in that space, and instead find love in what other people see as flaws. Recently recorded an episode talking about the 4 actionable tips or steps you can take to loving yourself now or being more confident in the moment. And we got to talking about how confidence really is this journey with pit stops along the way. And we often see our bodies as a destination, like when I reach this, then I will have this. Mm-hmm. So for you, right, like when I reach this specific weight, then I can be this actress that I want to be. And the problem there is there's never any satisfaction, because will you ever actually hit that destination? And if you do hit the destination, you're often your most unhappy. Like you said, you are your most unhealthy, your most unhappy.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because I was excelling in my program.
Yeah.
I was cast in leads, roles that like I've dreamt about playing my entire life.
Yeah.
And I was being rewarded for being that sick.
Yeah.
I had a professor pull me inside and was like, "We want to give you the lead, but you have to be skinnier." I was like, "Okay." I had a classmate. I walk into class. She goes, "Wow, you're hot now." Like, these were real things that were happening, but also the program was so toxic in that way.
Yeah.
It was all about the Broadway body and blah, blah, blah. It was just like the most horrible place to be.
Yeah.
But I also had good moments, not the most horrible. I can't say that. I learned a lot, and I gotta say, the one thing I think was the positive through it all is that I learned a lot about performance, stage, dance.
Yes.
So my live shows, I'm performing.
Let's go there. Let's go to your live shows.
Yes.
I want you to explain to everyone what sets your live shows apart from maybe what they're used to when they go to a concert. I do want to say, again, if you're watching on YouTube, we are in some of your merch, your I Love My Body merch. I put on this tee and I was like, I feel like I'm going to a concert. I felt like I was going to your concert. So take us there. Take us to your shows. Why is it not just powerful for you, but powerful for everyone who attends?
I currently host body positive shows. Love. They're called the BOPO Show.
Love.
And these, I would say, are my most unique shows that I host because we usually do pre-shopping parties. We work with either Plus Brooklyn, if it's in New York.
Yeah.
We've done Plus Bus in LA. Oh. Two amazing Plus spots.
Yeah.
And they're right near the show, so we'll all meet up, shop, hang out, drink, hang. And then I'll usually head back for my sound check, or I'll come after my sound check and it's me. I usually have either two or three other plus size talent on the bill with me. Mm-hmm. And we put on a body positive show. When I tell you, it is so powerful to see four curvy, plus size, fat, whatever you identify as. We do women identifying.
Yeah.
And to see all of them get up there and do their thing and be in this space where most of the audience as well is that group and community, singing my songs to that community, being in those rooms, connecting with those people. It's like nothing can compare to it.
Yes.
And the lyrics, like, they mean so much to them because we all go through it. My favorite thing is seeing people who leave the concert and post about it and how much it meant to them and how good they feel.
Yes.
That's what it's about. So if you come to a show of mine, you will leave feeling like cloud nine, amazing, confident, loving yourself.
I think what I love about that too is when you go to a live show, you're not just listening to music. There are such emotions evoked. My friends always like giggle at me because I am someone who I always cry at a concert. I'm just a crier in general. Like I'm a very like emotional girl.
I do too.
But music makes me really emotional. It really, and in the best way, I love that. And so I find myself often crying at concerts. Your show evokes such an emotion. It's not just you like entertaining for fun. It's you entertaining on so many different levels and making people feel, to what you said at the top of this, seen and heard, when often they are people who, existing as they do, have not felt seen or heard and have not felt represented.
I feel like that's why it's really important when I make the bills that it's all women that don't get those opportunities and don't have those chances, because to be a plus size artist in the music industry is very hard. We don't get those. It's really hard. You have to break down walls and barriers and fight, and that's what I've been doing.
So your BOPO shows celebrate diversity and your music celebrates diversity. I'm curious, as someone who is so inclusive, the challenges that you've faced or that you've witnessed others like yourself faced with in the music industry, because let's be honest, it's not really the most accepting space, but you can speak better to that.
Yeah.
So tell me about some specific challenges that you faced or other artists that you're involved with at your BOPO shows that they may have faced because of the classic setup of the music industry.
This is an important question. So one thing I will say is a positive before I go into all of the things we faced is that what I love about the music industry, especially that indie artists can now be whatever they want.
Yes.
You don't need a label.
Yeah.
I love that in theater or acting, et cetera, whatever that is, you are singing someone else's words, you're cast in a role, you need to depict something. But with music, you can create your own.
Yes.
So I can create my own songs. I can sing whatever the heck I want.
Yes. Love it.
Literally. And that's so powerful.
Yeah.
And I can be an artist and nobody can tell me that I can't. Nobody. Yes. So that's the other powerful thing.
No one can tell you you can't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is confidence at its core.
Truly.
Yeah.
And the negative is that, yes, I'm doing my thing. I'm an indie artist and I'm going, but being an indie artist is very difficult at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm just investing like everything I have into this because it's what I know I want to do and I believe in it. And I'm sure as a businesswoman, you fully understand that.
Yes.
Where there comes a point where you want to be seen by those labels and you want to be taken more seriously and you want to book those festivals and you want to be doing things. And it is really difficult for those mostly older white men in those seats to actually be like, oh yes, let's sign this Latina plus size girl.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's very difficult.
Yes.
And there also is no plus size Latina pop star out there. There needs to be so much more representation and not just Latina. There's so many other plus size talent of all different backgrounds and races and sizes. And we all deserve a voice and a seat at the table as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, there just needs to be more room. There's so many different artists that are straight size. Why can't there be so many different artists that are plus size?
I want to talk about Rolling Stone because that is huge.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes.
Okay. You've had not just one recent appearance for I Love My Body, but you've appeared in Rolling Stone prior to this. So I want to know, not only how has that impacted you, but what does that mean on a broader scale for the plus community? Mm. For the body positive community?
That's a perfect segue.
Yeah.
I think being independent, plus size, and Latina, and to be featured in Rolling Stone is out of this world. I'm gonna cry now. I was crying when I first got placed in Rolling Stone, which was my song Fuego.
Yes.
Which also was really meaningful.
So powerful. Your TikTok with your dad. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You have to go to Elle's Instagram or TikTok. It's on both?
I think it's on both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you play the song for your dad. That made me cry. That was so powerful.
Thanks for bringing that up, because yeah. I feel that song was really important for me. And it was about my dad and my abuelo and how they came to this country from Dominican Republic. And I would not be able to do anything I do without the sacrifices they gave for me. So I get emotional about it a lot. It was release day, and all of a sudden I got a text from my manager, and she goes, oh my God, you're in Rolling Stone. And I was like, what? I was like, that can't be true. And yeah, they do Songs You Need to Know. And I was on that list for that Friday. And then I found out the day before, so like last Thursday, that I was going to be in it for my Friday release of I Love My Body this past Friday. And I was just like, one of the people from Rolling Stone, I think his name is Tomas. He's also Latino, and I think he's like a very big advocate. And I just feel really blessed that they are seeing other artists that are trying to come up and giving us that spotlight that, you know, we really deserve. And it's just really special. Yes. So thank you, Rolling Stone. It was very special. And the one really cool thing was when I recently got it for I Love My Body, I posted and I said, we're in Rolling Stone. I said, we're in Rolling Stone. Yes.
Yes.
We. Because I could not be doing what I'm doing without the plus community and all of my fans and people that are constantly like pushing for me and posting my songs and using it in their videos. Yes. And it just means so much to me. And I know it means a lot to them, because when they see me succeeding and getting to those levels, I'm doing it with you and for you.
Yes.
And yeah, my bays, I call them there. And there's been some bays that have been with me since like day one, like when I was nowhere. And it's just really special for us to have that representation out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm fighting for.
One of the things that I've always sought to do in my career, specifically with Ditch the Click, has been to make other people feel seen and heard, because when we feel seen and heard, we feel so much more empowered to do what it is we want. When we see someone doing what we want, we're like, ah, yes, it's been done before. So there's a path and a way to get there. And I think that's why your we is so powerful, like you said, because you're like, we did this, aka if I can do it, you can do it too.
That was beautiful. And I felt it too when everybody was commenting. They're like, oh my gosh, yes, keep going, and keep fighting. And I'm like, I will, for you, literally.
Yeah. I want to talk about some of your other songs that you've written. I don't know if you'd want to sing us another line from any of these either.
Okay.
But Mr. Possessive.
Dear Mr. Possessive, you've been acting obsessive, watching every step I take and every move I make.
Mr. Possessive is for every girl out there who has ever been with or is currently with a Mr. Possessive. What do you have to say to every girl who is with a Mr. Possessive?
I would say any girl who has a Mr. Possessive, I have dealt with a Mr. Possessive. Girl, and
haven't we all?
Literally everyone's, yes, we all know what that is. Exactly.
Oh, unfortunately.
I always like to write letters on my songs. Writing a letter to your Mr. Possessive and leaving the situation. Do not be afraid to leave a toxic relationship. It is okay. You need to take care of you. And if someone is not bringing you up, you need to get out of that situation.
Yes.
And stop trying to change them, because they're never going to change. That's who they are.
Next song.
Yes.
Stereotype.
Actually, this is everyone's favorite line, the first line of the song. Imagine if society taught the little me that I was pretty.
You obviously talk about a stereotype or fighting the stereotype. Where do you find the power and suggest others find the power to fight stereotypes that are put on them?
In the lyrics, I say, I'm sorry, I'm not Snow White, which actually is a reference to being a Disney princess, but also to have like being white because I'm Latina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my jeans are tight. I'm sorry, I've got all this might to fight your stereotype. It was a combination of all the stereotypes that have been put on me.
Yeah.
But whatever stereotypes people put on you.
Yeah.
It is finding that power to make them your superpower.
Yes.
Make them what?
Yes.
Yes. Make that. It's what makes you stand out anyway, because people are trying to use it against you.
Yes.
But it's actually your weapon.
Yeah.
And it's what makes you powerful.
Yes. Mic drop.
We have to hear a line from I Love My Body.
That's a really hard one, but honestly, everyone loves this line, so let's just do it. Okay. Fat's not a bad word, but I'm a bad bitch. I could have extra and still be fit. I don't need that Ozempic. F all that bariatric. I'm not a problem to fix. Just because I exist, I gotta love my body.
Oh my God.
You not only released this song, but pre-release, you put out there for others to cast their submission tape to be in your music video. And I know from conversations that we've had that you had an amazing response that you were like overwhelmed by. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about the inspiration behind that and the impact that you think that has not only on those who are going to be in your video, but on all of those who are going to see the video.
So the casting idea was really exciting for me because I have done body positive music videos, but I haven't done a full casting call on my actual page, like fully me.
Yeah.
And submissions wise, I was like, just submit, make a video.
Yeah.
Seeing all these videos, it's over 300 videos that girls made. I was shook. Not just girls, actually. They's and them's. And I watched every single one.
That's huge.
With my popcorn, I watched it at the TV. I did a little airplay.
Yes.
And I picked 30 semifinalists. Yeah. And I just picked the 15 finalists. And they're going to be in the video.
So cool.
And it's really cool because it's a great mixture. Some of them are models or are performers themselves, but some of them are actually just fans and made videos. And there's a girl who's an athlete. Like, it's a great mix. Love. It's a great mix of girls. And I think it'll be really impactful just for people to be seen who maybe don't get seen in music videos like that and don't have those platforms. And I'm just excited to also be in a room with all of them and celebrate and feel beautiful. I want every girl to feel as, and there's a boy in it too. So I want every person in my video to feel as beautiful as they possibly can on set and amazing.
Love it.
You are a prominent figure in the body inclusive movement, being an artist. So I want to know, do you believe that there is a responsibility of other artists or other people with a platform to use their platform for social change like body acceptance, body confidence, body positivity?
Yes. I actually never fully thought about that, but when you have a platform and there's so many faces and eyes on you, it is so important that you use it properly. And that doesn't mean that you have to be advocating for every single thing in the entire world, but finding one thing or two things that you feel really passionate about that you want to share. And also when there are big things happening in the world, also speaking on those things and not being afraid.
Yeah.
I know it's scary sometimes because you're scared to get backlash. You're going to get backlash with anything. There's going to be haters regardless.
Yes.
But yeah, I do think there is some kind of responsibility in that. And I know a lot of little girls follow me. Not like little girls, but young teenage girls. And you have to be able to make sure that you are being a good role model in a way for them.
Give us an every day as Elle, whether it's your morning rituals, your evening rituals, things that you do that really remind your body that you love your body, things that maybe someone else could apply to their life or be inspired to have a sort of ritual for themselves.
I love this question. Yeah. Girl, I got my vitamins next to my bedside table. They are there and I wake up and they're gummy. So I'm just like, yay, good morning.
Candy.
Yes, exactly. Good vibes.
Yeah.
Then I will do my skincare routine. I'm a big skincare gal.
You can tell your skin is glowing.
Oh my God, thank you.
It's so good. Yeah.
I had really bad skin like my whole childhood.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like finally, I remember when I started to like actually learn about skincare and take care of my skin, I was like, oh my God, it's loving your body.
Yes.
It's taking care of yourself.
Yes.
I love, love, love to do little workouts.
Yes.
My favorite are Pop Sugar Fitness dance workouts, because I'm a dancer.
Yes.
So I'll do those, or I'll walk on like treadmill, elliptical. I try to get at least 30 minutes in a day, okay. Usually 5 days a week.
Okay.
And it's just to move my body and to feel good, stretching. I also love yoga. So anything to move your body and get it flowing, like that's the most important thing.
Yep.
And I also just love putting on makeup. Girl, we put the pink eyeshadow on. Yeah. Makeup is like, as soon as I put it on, I just feel so freaking powerful and like I can do anything. And especially if I'm feeling bad that day, as soon as I put makeup on, all of a sudden my day's turned around.
Yes.
So I think that's, and also just writing down manifestations and my mantras.
Yes.
Yeah. So you write them down and you manifest.
Before we let you go, tell us what is next for Elle, what we can look out for. Give us all the things, where we can find you.
What to look out for is going to be my sophomore EP. She's coming. She's on the way, I promise. Lots of love and work is going into her.
Yes.
So she's coming. And then touring. More shows. Tour.
Love.
My favorite part is the live shows. Like that's my thing as an artist. So yeah, you'll be seeing those coming out this year. You can follow me at L_Baez. So it's ELLE_BAE, like bae with a Z at the end, because you're on my bays. So
yes.
You come join the baedom. And that's on like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can just type in my name, L Baez, and you can see all my body positive music videos.
Yes.
Got a lot of those on there. And the new one coming out soon. So that, I Love My Body music video starring literally y'all. Like, that's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, listen to my music. Listen to my music, please, on Spotify, L Baez, type it in, Apple Music, wherever you stream music, you can find my music.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I can't even tell you, I loved interviewing you at the Fashion Week show. I feel like we got the real sit down combo. We had some tears, we had some laughs.
Yeah.
All things body confident. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to see this music video and like everything that you're doing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
Girl. Thank you.